Welcome to Normal World. It is our
100th
episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which means one of our, guests, I guess. Yeah. Well, now, one of our listeners is going to get $100.
Oh, man.
All they have to do is send a dick pic to Garrett's phone. And we're going to go ahead and put that number out at the end of the episode.
Oh, okay, so it's a delayed response.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You'll get them later.
I'll get them later. That's fine. Hey, Angela.
Mm.
What's up?
Nothing.
100 episodes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
I'm so glad that we have this huge celebration planned.
Yeah, I know. I know. I completely remembered up until just before the show started, and there happened to be a $100 bill here.
Like, hey, $100.
It's also counterfeit.
It's not real.
No, nobody's winning anything. I'm not giving you Garrett's real number.
No.
It's going to go to someone I don't like.
It's good to be here, though. Hey, look, it's 100 episodes.
Right.
We got Matt McLowery here us.
Yes. Welcome, Matt McLowery. You can see him this weekend with me.
Yes. That show's going to be awesome.
Yes. It's going to be Hyenas in Fort Worth at the Red Room. Isn't that right, Matt?
Mm-hmm. It will be.
And welcome. You can celebrate 100 episodes and 7 sketches.
Exactly. Like we intended. Exactly.
As it was intended the whole
exactly
time.
As it was pitched.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Very exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also 12 good episodes. If you combine.
Yeah. Not
parts
all together.
Parts of them.
Not in a row. Also today, joining us, the host of $20 Chef, comedian, please welcome Sean Latham.
Woo! Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me here.
And you can see him at these upcoming events.
We got there.
This is where pulling up.
There
we go. All right. Where are you going to be, my friend?
I got Flappers coming up in Burbank there with my buddy Martin Moreno. And I'll be on the road with Ismo for some shows coming up in Dallas and San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. And there you go. And then also, you can catch me April 19th and 20th at the Tacoma Comedy Club. Very sexy.
Oh, nice. I'll be there.
You look great.
Yes, and Matt will be there.
You work out?
I do, yeah. That actually is Matt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that would be believable. And also, my special is now available at Comedy Genius, comedygeni.us. And you can get 50% off with the code Dave Landau, and don't worry about pulling up that pick. We're 2 for 3.
You get 80% off if you put in code Raw Dog.
Yeah, actually, with Matt, you might
Raw Dog City,
Raw Dog City Tacoma, which might be true. There's a lot of tents there now. Have you noticed?
Yeah,
tents everywhere, man.
Yeah, I've walked by groups of people in a car, and I'm like, should I do something or just let them die?
Well, that was the last time we were there, and then 2 days later, they were still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we told somebody and they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, that happens.
I think if they would move to the camouflage tent, you know, or the camouflage tarp, it would really help the situation out. You know, get rid of the blue. It's too much of an eyesore.
I agree.
That's not homeless. That's stealth camping.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's like it's inner city camping.
Yeah.
If you're gonna
it's not even that they're dead at that point. They're just illegally parked.
Well, that's true. If you're in the car, it's just, I'd like to park and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a hill, I don't care what's going on in there, bring the camo tent. I've always said that.
Yeah.
I've always known you to say that. And we just met.
I know. You've heard me say it like 8 times today.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to be homeless, buy a camo tent already. Just shoot up in.
You just bring them to the shows and hand them out. Camo tent.
I'm like, listen, camo tent, come to the show. Oh. They're giving out free tickets because they just won't wait until people buy them.
I remember one time me and some of our friends were trying to do a show in downtown Detroit before it was cool, you know, and we were barking and there was nobody out there because the hipsters hadn't gotten into it yet. But there was a homeless guy and we were like, hey, do you want to come inside and see a free comedy show? It's 20 below and raining. And he's like, nah, I'm good.
It always makes you feel good when a guy's like, I'd rather be homeless
and freezing outside.
I always like when people come into a show, that was probably, 15 years ago in Detroit, where they come in and it's like, yeah, it's just you got to buy 2 drinks, or it's like two drink minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they're like, they get a bill and they're like, I thought I'd get 2 drinks minimum.
Yeah.
You're like,
so you thought you get a free, you thought the comedy show was such torture that you got 2 drinks at least just to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thanks.
Wow.
And now comedy's been epidemic. So, Lyft, speaking of, many people take them to shows. You've heard of Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, there's a new feature called Women Plus or Lyft Plus. It's Lyft Plus what? Connect, which increases riders' chances of matching with a woman and non-binary riders. And they paid a dude dressed as a chick to promote it.
Wow.
Women Plus Connect offers more choice, opportunity, and peace of mind for women and non-binary riders and drivers. Human Rights Campaign statement on the website said Women Plus Connect was built with intent to make rideshare better.
So when I think women. Peace of mind, I think Lyft.
Yes. Well, I think any of that.
Yeah, there's no way this is going to be misused.
Do we have one of their videos?
We do.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Katie, your Lyft Plus driver. Girls got to stick together. Hop in.
Beep, beep. I'm Carolina Cream Pie.
I'm Zoe. I'm giving her a ride.
Lyft Plus. It's safer for women. Plus is not responsible for torture, dismemberment, or...
I think it's good.
Yeah,
mean, it does seem safer for women.
How unsafe was Lyft that I'm not aware of that they had to do this? Like, what? I thought you had to do a background check to be a driver. What's going on?
That's a good point. What were they covering up?
You don't have to have a background.
No, I signed up as a Lyft driver once in L.A. I just had to go to Pep Boys.
Really?
Wait 48 hours. That was it. My wife was the one who would never let me do it though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never did it?
She just didn't want to let other people in the car.
No, she didn't want you having sweet random sex with all the riders.
That's true.
You're a savage.
Yeah. Either that or but what were they covering up?
There's been a lot of assaults and attacks.
Well, in New York there was, but they literally were all black Toyotas. So the number of people that would get into a black Toyota at random and then just killed was pretty often.
Just the black ones?
Huh? No, just the black Toyotas, yeah. The white Toyotas were fine.
Well, now aren't the drivers the target now? You have an app that's just like, hey, I want a woman driver.
Nobody caught that.
We did.
It
we
was just caught. Moved on. Over here.
Just moved on.
No, but like, yeah, like a lot of vans come and they just get in the back and they're like,
just
people
just stop
shady.
Popping in.
Like, don't worry, I'll bring you where you need to go.
It'll be fine.
Well, I had a friend who had to pick up a female comic he was opening for, and then he drives to the airport, can't find her. He calls her on the phone because he has her number, and he's like, oh, you're my writer? And then she goes, well, who the hell are you? And starts screaming at a guy. And then she had to be, he made her pull over, and then he picked her up on the side of the freeway.
Just some dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to blame the comic on that one.
Yeah, no, you diligence. If you knew her, you would. Yeah.
Yeah. Just where do you live?
I live in Long Beach, California.
Okay. So, yeah, you got a lot of that going on right there.
A lot of friends. I think that this is really going to thrive where I live.
Yeah, it's going to work out very well.
It's everybody over there. It's a lot of action going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are fluid.
And which I'm okay with all that. The biggest problem where I live is that they just won't pick up the dog shit on the sidewalks.
It's not
They don't pick up the human beings on the sidewalk. I was looking for a parking space in Long Beach one time, and I'm like, I spotted one. I go to pull in, and there's just a guy laying there dead in 92-degree weather. And I'm like, is somebody going to do something? And I was like, well, he's still got a couple minutes on the meter, so it's fine.
Yeah. You really could have just parked on top.
Yeah, I could have.
As long as it wasn't a dog. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine there. It's sad.
But yeah, you want to help them, and they're like, no, we don't do that here.
And they're like, we don't show. We'll pick up a possum.
We have all-star homeless fools down there. They send all the other cities. That's what all their, like homelessness is in Long Beach is kind of like the way comedy is in like Austin, New York, or in L.A., where if, you know, you're really good at it, that's where you go to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have all the all-stars. There's one guy in my neighborhood. This guy just walks around yelling like he's in a constant battle. And I just want to put a Fitbit on this kid because he is just on the move. I want to see how many miles. It doesn't matter what time I get home, what time I wake up. I go outside. This dude is blazing by me at top speeds. I just want to get a little Fitbit and get a little map, see where he's walking. I got to figure out something I can give him as a gift. I don't know if it's illegal or not.
Like they do with like the big cats. You trank him and then you put a little thing on his ear.
Okay, a little tag, like the dolphins. Could, like,
yeah.
He's not going to notice.
See where
he's
goes.
Clearly doing some kind of drug.
Yeah. That would be nice, though, if we did have fins as a human. That way you could just put that on the back and the right fin there. And then just keep moving. No one would know.
It's true. You just watch them. I'm guessing meth.
This guy's an absolute savage. I don't know what's going on. I can't even... Like, I think even if I was up, start running 4 to 5 miles a day, I still couldn't keep up with this kid.
My guess is life worked out.
He's in shape, too. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a decent trade-off. Yeah,
there's a lot of homeless people that are cut. Yeah. I've noticed that. I'm like, you look way better than me.
Got a lot of extra time in there.
Like, yeah, you're really working it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
who gives a shit about Ozempic? Just be homeless.
Yeah, exactly. You got to run from all kinds just of
chin
stuff.
Chin-ups on, like,
stuff
trees.
In your mind. Stuff that's real. Pit bulls.
Bobbing and weaving dog shit. I mean,
they have that dehydration like right before a bodybuilding contest.
Yeah, yeah.
And the tan to go with it.
Right. Shredded.
There's like that layer of dirt.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's tan or dirt, but it still looks good.
Mm.
You're like, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, the definition.
It's popping.
You're washing your balls in a drinking fountain on Venice Beach. No one cares anymore. They cared 20 years ago. Now it's
not anymore.
What the drinking fountain
they get paid,
for.
They get paid in California, right? Homeless people, they get like a stipend.
They get phones. I know that.
They get phones.
I don't know. I haven't exactly done as much research, but I'll be honest. Oh, if comedy keeps going so well, I'm probably going to be part of that program.
Seems to be working out.
What's
for
your
a lot
home
of people?
Club? Is it the.
I just moved back to LA. I've been doing Long Beach Laugh Factory a lot.
A good room?
I love that room.
I've heard it's great.
Mm, it's nice. It's humongous, but it's great, though. It's everybody's so friendly. And I've kind of felt like since I've been back there, comedy just seems more friendly now. I don't know if it's because I'm funnier or just because people are just nicer and like comedy more because it's so much of the internet now.
Well, people like comedy more. It is not the same. Yeah.
No.
No, 15 years ago, people, I think, hated it.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing people were interested in. It wasn't cool.
No, and there was absolutely, the clubs were empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 10 years we were at it, it was just like people trying to get people inside.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's hip again.
Strange.
There was like that boom in the 80s.
Now the people trying to get inside are actual comics.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, as opposed to
get that, YouTuber off the stage.
Why would it have that dip like that? I feel like there would always be a thirst for entertainment and comedy.
Well, it's cyclical. All these things are cyclical, you know?
I'm going to go Google that. I'll be right back.
Wrestling.
I feel like comedy really becomes like bigger in times when like times are hard and like shitty things are happening. Because people need something to laugh at.
It also became very cheesy in the 80s after a while. Like it was cool in the 70s with Carlin and Pryor, and then it got too big with the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became just jeans and a tie and a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just became dorky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said like 15 years ago, it was still like that?
A little
bit. There was a whole...
Yeah.
I feel like still like Dave Chappelle was huge at the time, and
well, we also started in the Midwest, and there was like a 80s hangover, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of guys who started there and they never stopped. And then they were like kind of bitter because they didn't make it. And it's like, you're in a bowling alley in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Well, it paid $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, we were there for that reason.
Food.
We were like, can you believe we're making $60 tonight? Ooh. And then it's and the crowd hates us.
I think Angela's right, though. Like right now, there's a lot of like oppression from culture that makes people want to have that release. Release and see somebody say something that is not normal.
Just bring attention to the fact that like shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I also think the internet and TikTok and just reels in general of stand up and crowd work. I opened for a few months back. I was in Phoenix at Mic Drop Comedy Club in Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened for Nate Jackson.
Don't know.
And he's a crowd work. You know, he's been game for 20 years. He's not typically a crowd work guy. He's, you know, great material. But now he's blown up through crowd work. And the entire place came to get roasted. People were wearing shit like that. They want, you could tell. And they just come to, they want to get lit up. It's complete opposite of what it used to be. Before,
people
no one
terrified,
is.
Terrified, yeah.
Yeah, now they're like wearing things that hopefully the comic will clown on.
Yeah, they don't want to. Yeah, used to not want to sit up front, and now people will literally wear a shirt or draw attention or say, "This is my husband." Will you say something to him? It's an entirely different game. Some people don't want to be in there, nervous, and you can spot it. But for the most part, they want to be part of it, which can be problematic if you're up there doing material, because then you have people yelling like, "I do want to be part of the show," and it's difficult for a lot of comics who are like trying to just do straight material.
Thank you for looking right at me when you said that.
I didn't mean to actually corner you, but I guess that was a Freudian glance.
We'll be right back on the big word show.
Yes.
Freudian. You guys should have told me to look up some big words before I got here. I would have
started taking this.
I'm sorry. I should have made a note that
it's not in the notes anywhere.
In California,
41 pages. I don't have anything over three syllables this here, guys. Personally, in my repertoire, does that count?
Oh, that's one of them.
I'll take it.
You said repertoire.
That's mine. That's all I got.
Hey, surprise. Don't you sell yourself short, Sean. Well, let's talk about this. Speaking of amazing performers, right? Mm. Neil Young.
Who?
You guys know him from Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Having Eyebrows. Neil Young returns to Spotify 4 years after leaving because of Joe Rogan's vaccine comments. He now blames misinformation.
Oh, well. Wait, like he followed misinformation?
No.
He was lied to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like a lot of people were now that COVID's a 24-hour flu. Right. In 2022, Neil Young told Spotify to remove his hits compilation because Joe Rogan was spreading misinformation.
Right.
Now it turns out it may have been others that were spreading it.
Oh, man, like everybody told him?
Yeah. Young said that's, and I've seen him live. He's good.
Is he?
Not going to lie, but I just, he's kind of a douche. Young said Spotify represented 60% of his streaming revenue globally, which is almost $100, which amounted to a huge loss for his company to absorb. But he removed his music because he could not continue to support Spotify's life-threatening misinformation to the music-loving public. They can have Rogan or Young, not both, Young wrote at the time. I don't remember which one they chose. But now, after like,
who's going to make us more money?
Yeah, I don't know. The guy we just paid $150 million.
Yeah.
But now, after a two-year hiatus, Young says other music streaming services like Apple and Amazon have started serving the same disinformation podcast features he had when he opposed to Spotify. So Young said, since he can't leave Apple or Amazon, how could you, right?
Why?
Because my music principles would have very little streaming outlets then, and to music lovers. So I have returned to Spotify in sincere hopes that the Spotify sound quality, and now it's about sound,
right,
sound quality, will improve, and that people will be able to hear and feel all the music as we made it.
Man, he didn't even backtrack.
Is David Crosby still alive?
Yeah.
Is he?
Is he?
I would assume, he's thinner now, isn't he?
I believe so, yeah.
Just for a minute.
Yeah.
Like HIV.
No, like HIV thin. But for a minute, he looked like fucking Ben Franklin.
Oh.
Mixed with Gallagher.
Oh.
He was very...
I always mistook him for Bruce Baum.
That's it. The comic. I couldn't think of the name. He very overweight. I thought one boost and he was going to be dead. Anyway.
I think he was snorting ivermectin. That's how he survived. You mix that in there, a little fenny, a little bit of a Colombian bam bam. Next thing you know, you're back on Spotify.
Right. Are Stills and Nash a wrestling duo still?
I bet the front office over at Spotify is pumped.
All in there.
This was like, it was just chaos in the studio whenever he... Whenever he took himself off there.
I bet for 2 years, they're like, how are we going to pay Rogan?
What are we going to do?
Is Neil Young going to come back and bitch about Starbucks in a song? Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Are you a good karaoke guy?
Oh, you bet.
You sound like you could kill it at karaoke.
I do all right.
You get in?
Yeah, I can do all right. Mm. I believe in a thing called love.
I was going to say, what's your go-to karaoke song?
It depends. It depends on the mood. I can do Elvis in the Ghetto. It's a preference.
Oh, wow.
You'll it's a real be a vibe. Woman.
Yeah.
Is it Candy Liquor?
Neil, yeah.
Candy Liquor,
girl. I will lick you up.
That song is so good.
Just let me try.
Come on.
I know y'all do it.
I used to do I Don't Care Anymore by Phil Collins, but once I wasn't in a shitty relationship, I couldn't sell it anymore.
Oh, you just didn't have the heart.
No.
Like, this guy really means it. Like, he's either the king of karaoke or he just hates women.
I swear to God.
Candy Liquor's the best song ever.
So good.
If you've never heard Marvin Sees's Candy Liquor, it's honestly one of the greatest hits of all time.
Yeah.
Just put it on. It's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Let your lady listen to it.
Like
let
a family get together.
Light a couple candles. Yeah, it's good for the family. Yeah. That's what's the thing.
Is Thanksgiving dinner, you turn it on.
Brings joy to everyone.
Yeah. It's about candy.
Yeah, it's about candy and licking it until it comes.
That's well, the candy. That's the candy side of the room. This is the meat side of the room.
Yeah. You guys prefer meat?
Yeah. Big smoke meat guy.
you guys prefer
meat. In this context,
he has a YouTube channel about it.
Yeah, you prefer the meat.
I was smoking pork belly all weekend.
Candied pork belly?
Yeah, actually, yeah. If you have, on the second smoke, yes, definitely.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice. You guess you guys are big. You guys like Marvin Cease's pork belly?
I would like to eat your pork belly.
Rub it down.
Sir. I'll eat you up. I will suck you down.
Turn around.
Come on, baby.
It's a rusty trombone. Can ooh. Ooh. That's him playing it.
I think we have the footage. Can we go to that?
Right, cut it in right now.
The rusty trombone is the funniest. Anyway, funniest position I pay for. Next on conservative radio, the rusty trombone.
Yes, we do have the footage. We just never roll it.
Yeah, it is there. It's how I got the job.
What I'm saying is that man had rights.
Can we play Candy Liquor? Who's going to jump in from the Marvin Cease estate?
Is that like Motown or something? They don't exist anymore.
Motown's way gone. I don't think it was Motown, but it was definitely grown folk music.
How many degrees of separation does that have to go through to get back to
who
this
owns
estate?
The rights?
Somebody watching this show.
Who owns the rights?
Do you imagine that game of telephone?
I can't imagine like the Marvin Cease estate where it's grown folk music.
I want to play the song just so we could find out.
Yeah, who owns it?
Yeah, because they'll hit us, and then we can look at who owns it.
I think his grandson, Leroy Cease, who's got a jerry curl.
His nephew, Kyle, who's a motivational speaker now.
Girl, let me lick you good, like you never should, like this.
This is worth a strike.
So this is from the Lionel Richie era as well, you know? Yeah.
You got to see the picture, too. It's a great picture.
It's the era of music where it was grown folk music, where you would have, like, separate CDs for when, like, all the kids would go to bed.
Yeah.
And then you had Unlock these it. Where it's like, it's really like Rudy Ray Moore came from.
Look at that.
This guy. This guy's telling you his work. My
buddy's
sorry-ass man out there.
Looks like an AI
interview,
the Eddie Murphy vampire movie.
It does.
Vampire in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Totally looks like, oh, yeah.
My buddy owns a bar, and, like, it starts very calm and smooth, but then it just gets, like, filthy. And, like, it's like, Jody gonna make you, and it's,
you're like, I'm gonna turn this back around.
Jody is a guy who sleeps with women while their husband's off at war. Like, he gets weirdly, like,
specific
and into slang.
Yeah.
But he'll play it at his bar during, like, the dinner rush. Once it gets real dirty, he'll just shut it off and then play
really
something
turn
else.
It up.
And then they'll be like, people look around like, did that say? He'd be like, what do you mean? The four tops I was just playing? I don't think that was that. You know?
He said a lot of perverted stuff, but at least it was harmonic. You know, it was, now they're just melody. Yelling it out. Put it in my butt. Here we go. It's like, now at least they've taken away the music aspect of it.
It's true. Yeah. Like, he's not dressed as the devil like Sam Smith and just ruining everybody's night. He's trying to make you happy.
He's trying to make your night better.
Yeah.
He's bringing couples together.
He's telling you to go home and make love to a woman, not six guys.
What has happened to our society?
In a what? Sorry.
In a pentagram?
Yeah, exactly. This is all about love between a man and a woman, the old-fashioned way. And he's trying to say, at a time where doing that particular act was not favorable in that community, he's trying to say, he opens by him going, I ain't ashamed no more.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. You dirty guys out there, I know you do it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not ashamed.
Mm-mm.
We're all doing it. You know?
He's like, I'll ruin these sheets.
Do you remember the Louis C.K. story where Joe Pesci told
Speaking
him to never
sheets?
Do that?
Yes.
Not today.
Sell it, though, if the audience might.
Because you don't want to debase yourself to your woman like that. You don't want to be subservient to
her. Is that the...
Yeah.
It seems like such a short man thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to do that to a girl.
Yeah, well, I did that, and I don't think it was that, Joe.
Yeah.
It's because you're 4'2".
Yeah, he's like, I went down, you don't want to do that. And so I was right there.
That's my face.
Yeah.
Lick you up. Lick you down.
Lick you down.
I think it's Italian culture also. Right? Like Uncle June, June, look at that. He wanted to kill Tony Soprano for spreading the rumors that he went down on women.
That's what I mean. Like, even in the Italian community, too, that was a huge thing. That's something you didn't do. The Italians are, and they are known.
You said Italian community and black community. Yeah, like they're actually.
No offense, Garrett and me for being Italian. Yeah. Whatever. Both of us.
But they like salami.
No. Are you black?
On the weekends.
On the weekends?
Oh, yes. Okay. That's what it's a little bit.
I don't know what people are anymore.
I say from the waist down.
Yeah.
I assume your last name's like Irish.
That's my brother's dad's last name. I'm actually, my dad's Mexican.
Okay.
My mother's Italian, German, a few other things.
Okay.
But I didn't know my real dad till I was 15, so. Oh, yeah, really? One of them.
So you are
a classic Gen X situation.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Oh, you as well?
No, I said, so you are black.
Oh, I got you. He's quarter.
Yeah.
How much are you? Are you just...
I'm 0% black.
0%? You said that with great pride.
Do you... Absolutely so I'm zero.
That's stolen valor, boys.
Yeah, I can't say that.
You're just waiting for him to show up so you can figure it out.
Yeah. Waiting for another surprise.
23 and me, you haven't checked it out?
No. I'm too scared.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. I don't want to get caught.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 23 and me, you don't want to... I don't know, I don't want to...
Under the basement?
I've told them so many things that I just don't find out I'm something.
Is it really that important?
No.
Yeah, what's exactly. A 23 mean?
We're all American. I feel like if you're an American, if you go back to any of your homelands, they hate you and call you American. Yeah. So what difference does it make?
So just like we're like the big ass island of like the misfit toys, but for real.
Right. Like
we're stay there, bro.
We all just came here. Everybody's mixed together.
That's just a thing white people do with both fingers crossed. Like, please, I'm saying something.
Give me something.
It's tearing families apart.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. Because
why?
Because you get your like DNA test results back, and these women from like before that thought they were going to have secret affairs and no one was ever going to find out that their children weren't actually like the father's children. It's a lot of the times it reveals that.
I know.
A lot of grandmas have secrets. No. That's the thing.
She's like, I'm taking this to the grave. No one's ever going to know. And then.
Wow.
I've seen some TikTok videos and stuff where guys are like in their 80s and they're like, now I know why these two rat bastard children were never like me. And you're like, that's a terrible thing.
That's a horrible thing.
Thought your 48-year-old kids were yours until 10 minutes ago. Like, you still raised them. You can't really blame another guy.
That also happens in the Native American. There's a lot of that. You know, like the Elizabeth Warren type thing where somebody will say that they're Native American because their parents told them, and then they'll do 23andMe, and it's like, oh, zero.
What?
So I'm going to have to quit my job at the Native American
casino.
Outreach. What about all those casino checks I get? Oh, crap.
I feel like that's whenever I see
confirm mine.
Native American casino owners on billboards and such, they look white. You ever notice that? It's always like
whitewashing.
It's like a guy in a tracksuit wearing feathers. It's like I don't think that guy's Indian. He's got to be like a quarter. Sorry, whatever the fuck. But it's like you got to be like an 8. They're like an 18.
Right. Yeah.
Like they got a 20.
I think it's like 12% counts.
Yeah.
And you can get cash rebates and stuff from the government.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never too late to go back to college.
I think I can technically do it because my family told me I'm.
Well, that mustache says you're 14%.
In my poorly grown beard.
If I find out that I'm very Native American 12%, I need to go to the casinos and get my money back.
Let's go.
Where's my check?
Solve a real problem.
Let me get a $50,000 marker.
Yeah, actually,
12%.
How much you need back? You're like, listen, man, a lot. A lot.
I thought this white stuff hasn't been working out.
Yeah. Switching teams.
You know, they said that I was born in an advantage, and that changed along the way.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay. Anyway.
Hey, speaking of music, we were talking about music.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Madonna?
Oh, my goodness. Who isn't? Most people.
Well.
Madonna. Tell me about
Madonna. Last Thursday at one of Madonna's shows, she was berating one of her fans at the show for not standing up during her performance. Do we have a clip of that?
Yes.
Let's show that clip.
Here we go. Describe his being. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Please. politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, nice.
Madonna, then. Oh. Now, see, the man was in a wheelchair, obviously, yes. And from the stage, she realized that she had been very upset that he was not standing.
Made a mistake.
After that, she then said, "You better not be faking it, or I promise that you will never stand again." After that, a mosh pit broke out around the man, paralyzing four other people.
Oh. Those Madonna mosh pits are
hardcore, dude.
I thought I would have been great if she would have said, "I've seen a lot of spinals, dude, and I'll tell you right now, that's a, I know a fake one when I see it."
She get up from that chair right now.
She walked into the crowd and threw him onto his hands and knees and began to check every single
word. I think she would have got out of it if she would have just said something like, "Oh, that's on me. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't see that. That's
glad
on
you're
me.
Here.
Yeah. You did a little chest pat. What, that's on me?
Yeah.
You can get out of that. Anything. That's my bad. It's on me.
I'll get you out of jail."
Or she should have been like, "Get the ropes." And then just stood him up like a prop. And he's like, "Oh my God.
Oh yeah, get him some strings."
Yeah.
And brought him around like an angel. Like
Sandy.
Put up to the stage and had him crowd surf.
Yeah, dude.
Like he's
locked the wheels, obviously.
Flapping around. That's the end of the show?
Way too early.
Wow.
Sorry. I love Madonna, though.
They're on top of it.
Man, so early.
100 episodes.
Yeah, and still.
Swiss watch.
Well-oiled machine over here.
Check the... Be more abusive.
That's how you run a show.
It seems to work.
We should have known. Honestly,
we
all
should have known.
I don't know how we missed that part.
She then looked at another concert goer and said, "Why aren't you standing?" And he said, "I just don't like you." And she said, "You're a grump."
Did you ever see the clip when somebody gave Madonna flowers and she didn't like them because they were hydrangeas? She's like, I don't know what a hydrangea is.
Yes, you do.
No, which
on this show, I know you know it. It's the big word show.
Her face is a dehydrangea. Have you seen... Ugh, she looks like a gourd.
Yeah. Like she's like just... a gourd that's been sitting out too long, you know, like a pumpkin that just like...
A pumpkin in December.
You know?
Yeah, she looks like Lark Voorhees.
Yeah.
But like somebody threw paint at it.
Something like Geiger would have drawn for aliens.
Yeah. Like even Marvin Cease wouldn't eat it.
No.
She kind of has that look of the Garbage Pail Kids from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All puffy and it doesn't move.
Yeah, like it's a box office failure because nobody wants to look. Mm. Oh my God.
On the left, though, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it heavily used to be. Face-tuned and stuff. This
what is
that?
Why? Little, like, that can't be real anymore, right? It looks like that thing they found in Mexico that they said was an alien.
That's a little Harkonnen in current Dune.
The Montauk monster.
That is disgusting. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
That's why they invented
for
doggy
the prestige.
Style.
That's why.
That's why doggy style was invented.
I mean, she still does Pilates and all that. So yeah,
I'm sure.
I still celebrate her whole collection, just for the record.
I do too.
Discography is great.
I really enjoyed her.
Madonna Mondays in my truck.
Oh, good for you.
I only listen to Madonna in my truck on Mondays.
Mm. Are they manic?
Well, it's very manic. That's why I always start off.
I wish you did it on Sunday. That's my fun day. But you always do it on Monday.
Always.
Oh.
Guys always have material.
I don't
boys.
Know. Boys. Well, boys enjoy.
Yeah, but what about those material girls?
Look, girls just want to have fun.
They do.
That's Cindy Lauper.
I know who it is. Cherish that. You know what I mean?
I'm aware. Her and her goofy
crazy
skin.
Hair.
Her and her psoriasis. I went and saw Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just said that out loud. I went and saw
alone?
I'll be right back, guys, after this.
Listen, me and my boyfriend went and saw Cindy Lauper.
You guys take a Lyft Plus to get there?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to be safe. So we invited the driver as well. It turned out to be another man.
Yeah.
And we went to the
Tony,
concert.
His name.
And it was Cindy Lauper and Rod Stewart. Ooh. And I didn't know, like, I'd never
seen
Gator.
Yeah, and I'd never seen Rod Stewart, and I was like, this is going to be interesting, because I'll go to, like, any show. Cindy Lauper, I was like, yeah, all right.
Okay.
And then Rod Stewart came out, and I was like, this dude's amazing.
Still?
Amazing.
Wow.
I did not expect anything, and it was one of the best shows. Like, dude really put on a hell of a show.
Not expecting.
And like, song after song, I was like, this is him? This is him? And with her, it was just like, I have psoriasis! Oh!
That's her in-between
I'm
material.
After time. This is, I shouldn't be doing this. And then he came out and it was like, and I kind of wanted to see her because I used to, you know, listen to Time After Time on okay. Ecstasy. So it was the main reason I went. Yeah. But it was not the best. Not that I have anything against her. It was just not, you know.
Okay.
But Rod Stewart, he was good, Matt. I know you've never been to a concert.
No.
You've never been to a concert?
No.
Your whole life, never won?
No, my dad would have thought I was gay.
This boy likes to go watch live music.
It's fine.
Out of my house!
Pretty sure you knew my father. You can confirm that.
I can confirm that. My dad thought I was.
Well, you're going to Cyndi Lauper concert?
No, I mean, I went to a lot. I mean, I've been to Wu-Tang.
You go to a lot of concerts.
Every concert imaginable of it. I like such a broad amount of music. No, my dad didn't think I was gay. He was just worried.
There was a question.
There were times where I thought he'd hit me. Uh-huh.
My dad was worried, but not about my sexuality.
More if you were going to find a gun and take it to school.
That's why they gave one of them away. It's true.
It's a true story.
That's actually.
Yeah. It's like, I think Matt's got second Columbine happen. Wow. They're like, we need to tell, get one of these.
Get rid of these.
He meets the blink requirements. He blinks half as much as everybody else. I've noticed that. I'm like, this kid could have a pistol on him. He don't blink enough. I blink too much. I'm clearly not a threat. If I have a lazy eye, we're good.
Yeah, every time he comes here, I give him candy just to make him like, so he'd pass me over.
He's got his eyes are a dead stare enough to get rid of a gun. His eyes are a little off enough to where they think he should have one.
Hey, give him one of your extra guns.
You're fine.
Oh, shit.
What kind of music? This is one pass driving test here.
Yeah. Yeah, you two combined.
Together.
You two combined can work an automatic. Oh. What's your brand of music, my friend?
90s, man. 90s hip-hop, 90s country. I'll go from George Strait to Bob Marley, which isn't 90s, but still.
I get what you mean, though.
You know,
certainly like, popular.
Wu-Tang, yeah. You know, Snoop, a lot of West Coast OG stuff. Anything after, I mean, it's pretty, you know, especially country-wise. After 2000, there's a few tracks I'm okay, but.
What about, like, Ryan Bingham, Jason Isbell, Drive By Truckers?
None of them. Don't have a clue.
Okay, like, because I love that stuff, like Sturgill Simpson. I don't know if I'd call that country, I guess. As much as modern country, like modern sounds, you know, like, it's more, I don't know if it's necessarily what you'd call country.
It's like pop country. Anthony.
I don't know country that well.
I always think pop country is a little more like...
Rascal well, one of my Flats. Things is like...
Rascal Flatts, yeah, that's pop country.
I'm such like an 80s music buff, and a lot of those people still make music in that style, but the modern production is part of what I don't like about their new stuff.
It's all digital.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like the digital sound.
It sounds too cool.
Yeah.
I want a keytar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Give me some Ronnie Millsap. You know what I mean?
I want a Moog synthesizer.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Yeah. Well, I love the 90s were so great because of the rap war.
Yeah.
So you actually got to watch people get killed in real time, and you were like, oh, they're serious about this.
Like, lyrics are not fake.
They were just yelling at each other from their phones across the country.
No.
Empty threats. They're like, these dudes bought plane tickets and flew out to shoot out each other, dude. Like, that's what I want. That's the real deal.
No, that was amazing.
This wasn't just face tattoos and ODing on pills.
I like when they sold them, not took them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was true.
They sold the drugs back then. Now they're taking the weird
drugs. Oh, yeah.
Drugs.
They were like, you don't get high on your own supply. Now they just have a supply they get high on. Yeah. And the music sounds like moaning.
Yeah, the words, you know, words actually coming out and fully and being said properly, that's overrated, man.
Yeah, you don't want there to be...
Articulation?
Yeah, come on. That's what I was looking for, see?
No, why sing Brenda Had a Baby when you can just put blood into a Nike? Mm-hmm.
And have sex with the devil?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all you got to do.
That's obvious.
What's your... I mean, Angela, you like a ton of different music, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I have shared the...
Oh, man, like anything from like 60s, like Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, that kind of stuff I love.
Sam Cooke's great.
I like 90s kind of grunge, punk music.
Yeah, Motown,
indie,
punk.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything.
I grew up, my dad was really into like soul music in the 60s. His
age
group,
dad's
a
little older, and that's what my dad was, and it was the same.
Those are bangers.
Yeah. No, for sure. No, there's really like, oh man, 60s and 70s, like soul and Motown, and yeah, like Otis Redding, all that is just so good.
The focus was also much stronger, right? Like now there's 17,000 things to also do. Before, you just could just do drugs and sit in your house and play music with your buddies.
Yeah.
Like there was no other distractions. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan didn't have a phone on him. He was just sitting there just jamming this thing.
That's why he's so good.
12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was also creating his art without wanting instant feedback of if it was good. It was just, this is my art. Maybe one day it'll hit.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to trying to follow a trend.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think Marvin Gaye, well, I mean, he got shot by his father, but I mean, that was after a whole crack binge, you know?
Yeah.
Like when he was
in problems.
Yeah. But it's like when you're singing What's Going On and all that stuff, which is like, you know, it's one of my favorite albums ever. It's, there's just something so amazing to it, and it speaks to the time, and it's just reverent, and it's something that, I don't know, I just don't see a lot of anymore.
You could still find it. It's just harder to find. You go find it.
Yeah. I like recently is Oliver Anthony. Obviously, he's rich man from Richmond. But he has other great songs that aren't, you know, that are incredible. And you're not getting groundbreaking lyrics, but it's just great. And it's heartfelt. And it's, you know, his voice is incredible. And you can just tell this dude is singing from his heart. And I love, you know, and it's Virginia or 90 some Chevy, you know, these songs are so great. So I like the little blast on the past feel from him.
Agree. And it struck a chord because you could tell he meant it.
Right now the chat's going, Oliver Anthony's a psyop.
He doesn't think Taiwan is a place.
To what end?
You know? Yeah. Taiwan is also not a place.
Well, yeah, anybody that like, I love how anybody that they say comes out of nowhere, and it's like, the guy's got a backlog for 10 years. He just, it's overnight success. No, it's not.
Yeah.
He worked really hard. Psyop. I mean, people talk about, the only thing I don't get about Taylor Swift is why she dresses like a figure skater. Other than that, I understand that she's very popular. It's just the outfit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I get it. People like the music. She's very popular. I understand people think she's a psyop, whatever. But
she's been popular forever.
But she's been around a long
20
time.
20 years.
So, since I've been in middle school.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, I understand that it's going to be somebody who's popular.
I'm surprised that she's still popular. Because like, think about all the artists that were popular back then when she was popular in the beginning, like Lady Gaga, maybe?
Lady Gaga is still popular, but she did take a picture with Dylan Mulvaney, I guess,
I saw that.
Greatly upset people.
Ugh.
Almost as disgusting as her picture with Bradley Cooper.
Ugh.
It's like you can put you have like this life work that's incredible.
Bang.
You do all this hard work to be such a, you know, somebody that's so incredible at what you do, but one photo and it's like, it just erases everything. You're like, what are we doing here, dude? Who cares, man?
It's like not even something that's like a slip up on your end. It's just like, what's she supposed to do when this guy asks for a photo?
No, I'm sorry. I want to keep
that was
career.
A photo like, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, was
either
it?
Either way, though, it's like,
but whatever.
It's a photo with somebody else. Like, worry about
like somebody you probably didn't even like in the first place, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, why are you outraged
that she took a photo with somebody else you don't like?
Some guy, like what? She what?
Yeah.
Oh my God! What? Lady Gaga? No.
Can you imagine if he was like
tearing down his poster?
Was a diehard fan until that moment?
Right.
He's like sitting there listening to Poker Face and sees that picture.
Pa pa pa
pa pa pa pa pa pa pa pa Poker Face.
Eric, your face. I named my son Alejandro because of you.
What?
Now you're going to do this to me?
Some guy in the country.
You're not going to believe it.
It's like some dude in the middle of like Mississippi was like, you ain't going to believe. You know that Jewish girl I love who sings
Gaga.
All the trans songs?
Who comes out like Lady Strange?
Yeah. Who wears the meat dresses? She took a picture with Dylan Mulvaney.
You're cooking.
Who ruined my beer.
Get her off Spotify. Right now.
Neil Young back on.
Take down all my paintings I did of her and her perfect nose.
He seems like a psyop, though. That one I'll give you.
That one is a psyop.
He is.
There's no way. They just put out a music video today.
No one comes out of left field like that.
Dude, did you see the music video?
I didn't. I heard you listen to it.
It is the most awful thing, and I want to
I heard you just go. I was sitting there and you just go, oh, God.
Dude, I want to talk to Bridget about it tomorrow, but if you want to play a second of it.
Some of it, yeah.
I was trying to avoid it.
It is the most awful. Oh, it's just enough already. This is a psyop.
Yeah.
It's just enough already. I don't know what's behind her. I don't care anymore. Whatever it is singing about being a girl.
Okay.
Jeez. So these are the days.
These are the days
of girlhood, sang by...
She's got shoulders like Steve Nash.
Dude.
Actually, I heard that Dylan Mulvaney has a sweet crossover as well. That's kind of cool. Yeah, it's a sweet crossover.
That, yeah. But...
I said she.
So.
Yeah. Dude, people got mad at me last week because I was saying she.
While you're making fun of the person.
There's 100 comments. Like, why are you calling her a she? And it's
for
like,
who?
Because I'm on YouTube, dumbass. Because I'm trying not to get the show pulled down.
So much stuff bothers. Like, what are we doing here, man?
It's like, I don't know. Because I'm, for some reason.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah, the powers that be want me to. Like, and I what good do I get out of calling.
Well, you have to be sufficiently...
We all know.
You have to be sufficiently based for a default avatar.
Right. Like, I don't care about that. I listen to that song. Oh, God.
That's what I care about.
I care about that should not be singing.
Yes.
Like, that should not... Why would you... Like, hey, look, you've already annoyed the shit out of everybody for the last 4 years.
I'd like to know that
budget.
Can you
stop, please?
It's got to be.
Do you think that she busted that cash up for herself for that video?
No.
That's BlackRock.
The CIA paid for that.
Oh, yeah.
CIA right away. They went down, did one more run, picked up a few more keys of cocaine.
Yeah. Well, so white, too.
Let's talk about this before we get to the end of the show. I do want to thank you very much, both of you, for joining us. And again, where can we find you, my friend, Sean?
Sean Latham, across the board on all social media, SHAUNLATHAM, or $20 Chef as well, $20, spell out dollar
right
chef.
There.
And
there it is, right there, all that right there.
And also Matt?
At Matt McLowry at everything. And I'll be at the corner in Orlando at the end of this month.
Exactly which corner?
I don't know which one
to roll up on.
if you're homeless in Florida, you better keep your head on a swivel now.
I'm messing
around. Ball game.
And I'll be with Dave in Tacoma and Spokane.
You want to get Cartel taken out at a corner where they just shoot you on a motorcycle on a crotch rocket.
It went about that well last time there.
Did it?
Yeah, that room doesn't like me.
We do have to talk about this ad, though. It's very important.
Actually, it's a friend of mine. Eric July, friend of the show. He's been on the show. Eric July has released his third campaign, Yara. I believe they've already passed a million. I think they're at like Yara. Whatever. He knows it's weird. this is our third campaign, multi-million dollars at this point. It's going to do great. Go check it out. He genuinely cares about the comic book industry and the whole culture around that and trying to provide stories that aren't whatever the mainstream does because they're changing all the characters and the ladies or ladyboys or whatever it is. It's not Spider-Man anymore.
It's Thailand, man.
This. Exactly. So, Yaira, check it out. Ripaverse.com/Yaira.
Nice.
Can we go out on Hungry Eyes or no?
Oh, yeah, Hungry Eyes because Rip Eric Harmon who sang that.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
He
wrote Hungry Eyes?
Just wrote it.
It's on page 37 of your notes here, sir.
Oh, dang it.
Garrett doesn't read those.
I believe he
doesn't read any of these. Just look at it.
I wrote the song Hungry Thighs.
I wrote the song Hungry Eye.
Oh. Is that why it's always lurking? It's always like...
Looking for a snack.
Looking for a
Yeah. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
And one more, which is not on the screen, is for... the very
Texas versus Feds.
Oh, Texas versus Feds. That's right.
Mean?
I knew that one. This Thursday, March 14th. I knew. Why would I say that?
God.
We're releasing our third installment in the Blaze original series, available only to Blaze TV Plus subscribers. I feel like we shouldn't have said the plus. Texas versus the Feds.
Plus what?
Yeah. What's it?
I think it's just
Plus. Why do any of these services add the Plus? I don't get it.
I don't know. Disney Plus for a reason. How the elites use the border crisis against us. Join Jason Buttrill and...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
Together.
Oh, I know, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I like him a lot. Why did I say that funny? This is actually a really good one. I watched part of this. He's a good dude. I did a show with him last week. Join Jason Buttrill and the Blaze Originals team on the road trip with Take Our Border Back. You might want to close your ears, Sean. Okay. Convey to the front line of the border crisis as they uncover what was really happening during Governor Greg Abbott's fight against federal agents. Our team reveals the story of the mainstream media that you want to know. Go to therealbordercrisis.com and use code BORDER to get $30 off your Blaze TV Plus subscription.
Serious business, and they shouldn't have asked us to do it because we're not serious.
No, but I do think...
If you want to know, it looks really interesting.
Texas is popular. You know, 6,000 people a day are moving here.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's because of the Tex-Mex.
It's because
they already have the food down there.
But it's also because they're building new Pizza Huts.
A lot of barbecue down here, boys.
It's great barbecue.
Worth the run.
It's
really the barbecue.
Worth the run.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, dude.
Right now, it's delightful.
What the caravans are for.
Yeah.
They're all just coming up here just to get
finger licking
ribs.
It's good ribs.
And brisket.
Mm-hmm. Brisket is fine. Here, you cut it with a spoon.
Ooh.
You don't even need a spoon.
Don't even. Just falls apart.
Just pick it up and dunk it in your
you
mouth.
You need to stop advertising for Texas. Too many people are coming here already.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Californians.
Yeah, this place is terrible.
Yeah.
We'll just say it like
horrible.
That. Horrible place.
Horrible place.
Nothing but tumbleweeds and graves. Shallow graves.
We're getting shot all the time.
So sorry. Eric Carmen did sing that song.
Yep.
Oh, he did?
I know he did.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine if you want to correct me.
Nobody cares.
I think if Texas, the reason they won't make weed legal because then it's too perfect, right? Then you guys are just absolute utopia down here.
Yeah, oh,
dude.
Outside of the whole electrical grid thing, outside of the grid.
We're good with having it on the DL, okay? We don't need it to be legal.
From what I understand, it's kind of still tough to get your hands on some decent melons around here, dude.
Now you got
to
drive
to know a guy.
I'm not saying I flew in with 2 pounds and I'm going to be out front of the Blaze Studios selling Ace at a discount price, but I'm just saying.
Trust me, it's not like you have to drive into Oklahoma, jam it in your anus, and drive it back.
Anymore.
There were balloons for this show.
There were.
Just not visible.
I didn't like the color when I blew them up.
Happy 100, y'all.
Yay.
All right.
Let's do some 100 episode whippets.
All right, we're going to... These are dirty whippets. Oh, I miss whippets. Aren't those fun?
It's always fun to stop at like a smoke shop from one bar to the other bar on a Sunday after you've had like 19 cocktails already, and then just do whippets for whatever reason, and then just keep it moving.
Oh man, I miss those. Did you ever do the one? Did you get the cracker?
Yeah, you get the cracker. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those were the days. Oh, you never
did
whippets?
No whippets. No.
No, Angela. Anguel.
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Matt.
Of course not.
Do you ever suck nitrous out of a whipped cream can?
No.
What about cheese?
You and I are about to have a good weekend.
Ooh.
You ever do jankum?
No.
Oh, God. You ever shit in a bottle? Yeah. Sniff the air that comes out? Come on, man.
Never nitrate poppers, yes, but no.
Did I ever do Liberace's favorite? I did poppers just a few minutes ago. It opens up the gap.
I'm sorry.
You're sitting on a balloon right now and it's not even popping.
So I have to get pot in my ass. Just totally unnecessary. Like, cop pulls you over. He's like, it's not even this illegal.
It's just a fine.
Why would you jam this much?
Yeah, why'd you do this?
This is inconvenient for everybody here.
This is just
a ticket. My problem?
Man, here's your $30. You don't even have to go to court.
That man had rights.
I'm just going to let you go.
No, it doesn't.
He didn't even I don't even want to touch this. I thought it'd be heroin. You have marijuana.
These are Advils.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen.
You're good till the county line.
Why would I care if you have Centrum Silver?
Your ass, but what the...
So let me get this straight.
Smell like butt ass.
They smell like butt ass. Is that airborne? We bring you to the end of the world. What type of handicapped person makes up most of Madonna's fan base? QB.
Mentally?
Fair. Angela?
Mentally?
Fair.
Yeah.
Sean?
I'm going to go mentally.
Fair. Yeah. Matt?
Mentally.
Fair. I'm going to say mentally. Okay. Good night.